A new planned development in the West Valley could bring 300,000 residents to an area west of the White Tank Mountains. Douglas Ranch would include homes, a university, schools, retail, offices, parks, and more. The development company behind the 37,000-acre master plan project includes former Suns and Diamondbacks owner Jerry Colangelo. But what kind of impact on the West Valley could this development have? To help answer that and other questions, I spoke with Mark Stapp about it. He's a professor of real estate and executive director of the Masters of Real Estate program at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business. And I asked him first off what he makes of this project.
So the development of Metro Phoenix is obviously pretty substantial, right? We are known as a growth marketplace. And the only thing greater than the demand has been the supply. And so we've been able to absorb most of our development fairly easily within what we now consider to be the Metro Phoenix area. And, you know, we've grown enough that we are beginning to have to push outwards beyond those previous limits that were known as the Valley of the Sun. And we cannot continue to grow unless we do that. And you've got projects like Jerry Colangelo and others have west of the White Tanks. And that is part of the future of Metro Phoenix in the next 20 years and 30 years.
It's interesting because there had been at least a little bit of talk closer to the end of the Great Recession that maybe growth sort of going outwards in the valley was going to take a backseat to more infill projects closer to town. Sounds like maybe now that's not the case anymore.
Well, I think infill development is still very viable, and I think it is still dominant. This is a maturation process. And we've talked about this before, but, you know, Metro Phoenix is a mid-century modern city. It really came to be in significance in the 1950s. But just imagine who we are in terms of our age as a metropolitan area compared to our peer cities. We're really pretty young. And so we have not, until recently, seen how we're going to mature as a place. And we're not going to take an urban form that has been the traditional urban form where you've got a single downtown core and these concentric rings that emanate from around it. We are going to develop as a modern city, which is a multinodal urban form. And I think what you're seeing now is the maturation of the city into this form. So we have downtown Phoenix, which is reemerging as an important place. But you can't accommodate all of our growth through infill development. It's just virtually impossible.
Do you think that this is the time now that the West Valley is going to see the kind of growth and development and building that the East Valley has been seeing for a bunch of years now?
I think it is for a couple reasons. One of them has to do with the fact that as the East Valley has developed, it's beginning to run up against some of its own physical limits. And the other is the fact that the West Valley, there's a few things going on in the West Valley which are making development there considerably more desirable. And so expansion of transportation infrastructure. I think when the South Mountain 202 loop opens up, that's going to have a profound effect on dispersing some of both employment activities and then also making residential development more desirable on the west side. You've got a substantial employment center that has existed and is emerging. And whereas it traditionally had been warehousing kinds of activities, now you're getting more advanced manufacturing. You're getting more higher wage earning jobs on the west side as well. All of that begins to drive development. And in the projection is going forward, some 27 to 30% of future growth is going to be in the West Valley.
Well, so do you think that development projects like the one we're talking about with Jerry Colangelo and others, does that do more than just develop that part of the valley? Does that also maybe change those cities' economies in some way based on who's moving there, what kinds of services they need, what kinds of jobs they want, things like that?
Well, they certainly begin to change the character of the place. And simply developing a project as a giant subdivision isn't really the important thing. It's building community. you've got to have social services. You've got to have something for people to do to support their lifestyle. And so it's going to have to drive other kinds of non-residential activities in order to make that desirable. And that's the real difficulty, is building not just homes, but building character and building place.
It sounds like both opportunity, but also challenge potentially for those cities.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're a challenge because they typically are more rural. They don't have a tax base. They have services that get stretched substantially. And you also have physical separation from where the core currently is, for instance, the city of Buckeye, and where some of this new development is occurring. There's a pretty substantial difference in geography there.
Do you think that ultimately the West Valley will look, feel, be built in a similar way to the East Valley, where you have individual cities with downtowns and then you have other sort of master plan developments in them and that kind of thing that we see in the East Valley now?
Absolutely, you're going to see that. And we use the term West Valley kind of categorically, but it isn't. If you look at what's been happening in Peoria, up towards the north end of the West Valley, closer to Lake Pleasant, what's happening in Surprise, and they are beginning to develop their own cores. So you're going to see densification happen in these core areas as well as see these larger master plan communities being built on the edges, because that's where the affordable housing is going to be. When you look at where the sales have been in the past year or two for new homes, when you look at affordable units, it's all in those areas. You cannot do that. You can't build a median-priced house in the core of Metro Phoenix today. It's got to be on the edges.
All right. That's Mark Stapp, professor of real estate at the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU. Mark, thanks for coming in.
You're most welcome.